Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's good to hear all those testimonies. Okay, we thank God for them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let us begin by singing just this one song. We don't have to play the instruments. Okay, the singers can come. Amen. Glory be to God. It reaches to the highest mountain,
and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day,
it will never lose. Let us sing, people.
Mountain, and it flows, and it
Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you, Father, for the blood. We thank you for you gave your only begotten Son. And we believed in him, and you gave us eternal life. We thank you, Father, for it was actually you who was in Christ, reconciling us to yourself. Father, may we never forget this. May we bring it to remembrance every day of our lives. May we always remember how much you loved us. For in doing that, we shall be able to love you by doing what you desire, by doing your will, by obeying your commandments. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, Father. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give the worship team a big hand clap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Juliana. So today's, the topic for today is, the title is Making Our Call or Our Salvation Sure. Making our what? Salvation sure. Glory be to God. It is not true. It is a deception from the enemy. Okay? That once saved, always saved. The Lord never said anything like that. Okay, if you read anything like that in Paul's letters, just know, okay, you didn't understand the Lord. Because the Lord never said anything like that. Glory be to God. Okay, we have been saved. Okay, Jesus is our Passover lamb. Okay, by his blood we are cleansed. Okay, you remember when the children of Israel got out of Egypt? Okay, after the lamb had been slain. By the way, it is not the plagues which got them out. Okay? God rained down the plagues, did everything, but until the blood of the lamb was shed, they were still captives. Alright? So they got out because of the blood of the lamb. Alright? However, you all know that not all of them entered the promised land. These guys were saved. Yeah? They were saved. Glory be to God. And they were even baptized. You remember they went through the Red Sea. Okay, they experienced God at Sinai. But not all of them entered. Okay? Not all of them entered the rest of the Lord. Okay? Now, there are some who died along the way, but they were supposed to reach Canaan. It wasn't because they were eternally damned. Okay, people like Moses, okay, you know, Aaron. Moses, you can even see that many years later, he appeared, okay, he appeared in the promised land. You remember? He appeared with Peter, okay, to the Lord. You remember that? So anyway, but the majority man, okay, they messed themselves up. Okay? Unbelief, complaining, sexual immorality, and they didn't enter. Okay, now 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that these things happened to them as examples. Okay? They happened to them, okay, for our example. Okay, to the event that we shouldn't do the same things that they did. Glory be to God. Okay? And now, this is something else. The reason why we don't understand the New Testament, okay, starting from Matthew up to Revelation, the reason why we don't understand it, we get our own things from there, is because we didn't read the front of the book. I'm telling you,
If you get to read the front of the book, I've realized that this Bible is very easy. Okay, the only problem is we began from Matthew. Some didn't even begin from Matthew. With Romans, and we messed ourselves up. So John is saying things, we don't know the background, we don't know what he means, we don't know his mindset, and we begin what? Getting things from what he's saying, things which he's not saying. Okay, if you want to understand the Bible, first of all, get to understand, the journey of Israel, or the history of Israel. Okay? All right? Paul says that these things happen to them for our examples. Okay? What happened to them is a pattern, okay, is what, for what, will happen to the church. Glory be to God. Okay? They got out of Egypt. In fact, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20 says that Egypt was like a furnace, hot. That sounds like hell, And because of the Passover lamb, they were delivered. They got out, set free. All right? So in a sense, now for us, that means that when Jesus, our Passover lamb, died, we were set free, We are delivered from the power of darkness. However, they got out, but not all of them reached. Not all of them finished the race. Some will confess that to hell with this Jesus, with this God. Others, by their behavior. Their behavior was evidence of their heart condition, that they had departed. And they didn't enter. Glory be to God. The reason why many Christians believe that walokoka in senior 2, now what? You're going to have, it's a must, is because, they didn't read the what? The front of the book. They didn't read the pattern. If they had read the pattern, they would actually even see that Paul told them that, you can what? You can end up in hell. So today, we just want, by the way, this sermon should make you glad. All right? Because we're going to see how we can make our what? Calling and election sure. Glory be to God. Amen? I hope you're not regretting why you came today. You're like, but Andrew, your pastor, Tamani Grace, hallelujah. But I'm the right, in so many ways, I'm the best person to talk about the grace of God. Because at one time, because I know all the what? Anyway, I was there. Philippians chapter 2, from verse 14, it says, Paul is telling the Philippians, he says that do all things without complaining and disputing. Remember, in the wilderness, they complained. And for that matter, many didn't enter. Complaining and grumbling might mess you up. So do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless. That means that if you're complaining and disputing, you are not blameless. Isn't that so? Blameless and harmless. Harmless there means innocent. That means that if you're complaining and disputing, you are not innocent. Teddy, say amen. Thank God I'm reading the same, but I'm not coming with a funny version. Alright? So, you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault. So it means you can be with fault, isn't it? In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Verse 16, holding fast the word of life. All right? Holding fast the what? The word of life. Because if you let it go, okay, then you're going to end up in death, isn't it? Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. You understand? Eh? Paul preached to these guys. Eh? They got saved. Okay? Now he's telling them that you guys, live well. Eh? Okay? Hold fast the word of life so that, you know, eh? On that day, I might not be alone and all the guys I want to the Lord are nowhere to be seen. Do you understand? Eh? And say, you know, I would have run in vain. I would have labored in vain. Okay, of course, for him, he was going to receive a reward for having preached. Eh? Okay? For having preached to them. But his desire is that, you guys, I don't want to go alone. I don't want to go to heaven alone. You understand? Eh? Okay? I would want you, okay, to come with me. Glory be to God. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Paul tells Timothy that take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Okay? Now, many years ago, okay, before Juliana was born, this is around 1999, okay? Okay? I was part of a church, Trumpet Center, okay? Trumpet Center. I was there like for 2 years, eh? Okay? Now, while I was there, Apostle John Mulinde's wife passed away, okay? She died. All right? And I think I was there in fourth year, or fifth year. So when she died, you know, I went to church in the morning. Okay? Full man, the church people were crying. Wow, you know, the one Kwegaida man. I even don't remember what was preached at Sunday. Anyway, but she had died in the night. Okay? And I had communicated. So anyway, the story goes, years ago, she had died. They were on a mission somewhere, and she died. All right? So when she died, a few hours later, you know, she came back to life. So when she came back to life, she narrated an experience she had. Okay? She said she went to heaven, met the Lord. And to cut a long story short, the Lord was sending her to hell. Okay? She was called Prosy Mulinde. Okay? This lady was prophetic. Okay? She was a worship leader and she was great. All right? However, she got there and the Lord asked her that, where are they? Where's fruit? Okay? And she didn't have nothing. Okay, so she said that then the Lord began to tell her, you're going to hell. And then she began pleading. Then the Lord, Jesus, okay, this good Jesus, all right, warm embrace, okay, the love, eh? The gracious Lord, began to tell her that, go, okay, go. And every time he would say go, a force would enter her and push her closer to what? To the pit. Okay, and she would start feeling the what? The heat. Then she would plead, Lord. Then you would say, go. All right? And she would what? You know, in that man, she cried. And every time you say go, you know, whatever, anyway, she would get closer to the fire. Okay? Then, I don't know what happened. The Lord told her, okay, come. He tells her, I have had mercy on you. Okay? I'm sending you back, okay, to the earth, but for a short time. Make sure that when I call you back, this time you'll be ready. Remember that story? Okay? You'll be what? Ready. Okay? Now, that short time elapsed while I was in the church. Okay? And it was just a matter of years. She died again. This time, the husband, Molinde, tried again to pray for her to come back to life. Eh? Because that's what he had done at first. Eh? But the moment he tried to pray for her to come back to life, the Lord told her, don't bother. Okay? He reminded her, he's like, that is what I told her. Eh? Okay? That I'll call you back within a short while. Glory be to God. Now, I knew that story. Okay? And I just got saved, I think, in 98. So I'm hearing this story in 99. In fact, when they did a post-mortem on her body, I was there in the mortuary. Because as a student, that week I was rotating in that department. So when they cut her up, the lung, then they remove the brain to find the cause of death, I was there. You know, you're like, but Pastor, why don't you what? Stick to the what? The Passover lamb. Even the Passover lamb was slaughtered, by the way. All right? So anyway, I was there, and these guys didn't know that this body belongs to what? My pastor's wife. Okay, so I was there. And the pathologist, okay, the summary, cause of death, unknown. I was there. Unknown. Her body was very healthy. Okay, even these guys couldn't discover why she had passed away. Glory be to God. Amen. So anyway, I knew that story. And when I got saved, 98, okay, I was taught and I believed that if a Christian doesn't walk right, they'll end up in hell. Okay? Then I even went to this church. Again, this lady, apostle, you know, poor in hell. So I believe there was a proof. Do you understand? Then somewhere along the way, I think around 2005, 2005, were you born? Okay, 2005, I started getting what? Messed up. You know, I started getting, you know, messed up. Then I took another what? Another turn. The grace of God, whatever you do now, you know, the blood, nothing can, whatever the blood, no one can snatch you out of his grip. So I believe them. I even wonder whether I believe them. Anyway, but I believe them, and I preached them. However, there was this story of what? My pastor's wife. So I used to say all the nonsense, but I was like, you know those things that for you in your heart you have some kind of story, some kind of experience, which is not adding up with your. You understand? Okay. So anyway, years later, I become friends with Elvis Mbonye. Okay, who is now you know he failed. He went. He can't come back. All right. But it is sad. And you see, anyway, yeah, he went. Okay. There's a lady in this church, okay, who had a dream in those days, 2017, when Elvis was holding a satanic Bible and he was quaking. He's like, I'm going to burn soon. Anyway, that's something. And so I become friends with him. Okay, then we began, we were all in this grace thing, you know. Then I asked him that, have you heard of, do you know Apostle John Molinde? He says yes. He's like, have you heard of the story of his wife, Uprosi? She died, she was going to hell, then she, you know. He's like, yes, I've heard about it. Then he tells me that actually, I was also in that church around that time. Okay? So he's like, so now we are together. We know the story. We are all in that church at around the same time, but we didn't know each other. So we all know the story. So I ask him now, what do you think about it? Because it is not adding up to our what? ebintu bituleekaana. Then he told me, yeah, that thing, I just left it. I just don't understand because it is what? It's, it doesn't align with the word. You understand? Okay. So, you know, people know the stories, eh? But anyway, so that thing kept me what? It was always on my mind. I was like, God, this issue of eternity, it is so serious. It is the most serious, according to me. And someone must know actually the truth. Do you understand? You shouldn't be there when you don't know what is actually the truth concerning this subject. Because it is a matter of heaven and what? Rather, life and death. Heaven and hell. So I used to ask the Lord, but God, show me the truth. What is the truth about this? What? The truth concerning this subject. Because you think all is well, and man, you end up in fire. Did you understand? And now I believe this is what Paul was telling Timothy. All right? Take heed to yourself. All right? And to the doctrine. Do you understand? First, take heed to yourself. Make sure you're living right. Okay, at the same time, make sure that your doctrine, what you're teaching, okay, is right. Okay? Because if what you're preaching is right, it will save both yourself and those who hear you. Glory be to God. Okay? Timothy was the bishop or the pastor in Ephesus. Okay? So Paul said, my young man, be careful. Okay? Even if you're with that, they will either get your flock to hell or to heaven. Do you understand? Now, and by the way, that's how, you know, that's how I think. By the way, one of the hardest jobs, for your own information, is being a pastor. That is actually, if you understand, if you're a pastor and you understand what your assignment is. Do you understand? As in people's lives, people's eternal lives, you're partly responsible. So now that is a huge what? A task. And it is so serious that you had better find a way of doing your what? Your assignment well. Because guys can end up in hell and you're responsible. Do you understand? So when I think about you guys, I'm like, I don't want any of you to go to hell. And God says that you were partly responsible. Your doctrine. That whatever you do, all is well. Do you understand? This is what Paul was saying to Timothy. Now, I know how guys twist this scripture. They'll tell you what the word save is in the Greek. All right? The word from which you get the word salvation is the same, sozo, you know, which means prosperity, health, well-being, salvation, and that is true. It means all those things. It can mean all those things. But I can assure you, one of the most important thing it means is, you know, saving, you know, from not going to hell, from not being damned eternally. Hallelujah. Okay? So I decided to take heed to my doctrine. I asked the Lord, the Chinchuchino. Okay, and then now, I can tell you, I am back to where we started in 1998. Believing, Prosimo Linde's experience. And then it is all over in the Bible, New Testament. It is all over the place, all over the place. I think every 5 verses, it is there. It is there. I don't know. I used to read the Bible cover to cover. But for some reason, because you had this veil of what? Deception. You even can't see the obvious. You're there just being told about the warm embrace, you know. Which is there, by the way. I have no problem with those things. I think there's some people who think, you know. I'm telling you, Jesus gives hugs. You understand, Okay? And I want to experience one of them. All right? However, this Jesus is also a lion. Do you understand? Okay? So, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. For in doing this, you save both yourself and those who what? Who hear you. Grace, joy, say amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay? So you can see Paul was concerned with the church. Okay? We have seen that in Philippians. He was also concerned about Timothy himself. Okay? Because Paul knew that even if you preach and now Saul again, you can end up in hell. Hallelujah. And Paul himself, by the way, knew that even he himself, because he's a human being, he can also what? Do some of you who think that Paul was Jesus? That he was infallible, what he was, what? He never used to sin. Paul was a human like you. Okay? Hallelujah. Just like your pastor is like you. Sometimes you feel like doing what? A sin. Okay? The sin that you want to do at times, just know that even your pastor, at times, those thoughts come. You understand? Okay? The reason why some preachers fall is because their followers who put them on what? You're like, pastor, tita gana sala. Because I've been you know what? Pray for him for what? My friend, if there's anyone who needs your prayers, he's a spiritual leader. Do you understand? Okay? We strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. You understand? So if there's anyone in this church who the enemy would want to hammer first, it's me. You understand? So for me, I will tell you, I need your what? Your prayers. Of course, I need other things from you, like money, what? But the most important thing is what? Your prayers. Okay? But most important, the prayers so that man, I can keep the faith. I can hold on to the word of life. Okay? Because what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Hallelujah. And so Paul also knew that he can also what? End up there. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. He says that, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it, the prize. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus. Not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. All right? Now, how did we used to explain away that scripture? Okay, and there are great preachers, they explain away this. They say that disqualified in context, remember we began from 24, talking about the prize. They say that in context it's talking about a prize, not salvation, not being disqualified from what? Entering heaven. You see, remember, it began with a prize, a crown. He said, that's what it is talking about. In fact, the other versions, which even add, disqualified, then they put in italics for the prize. You understand? Now, that's, you can use that scripture to apply to that. However, when you read other scriptures, Paul was talking about being disqualified, okay? From what? Eternal life. Do you understand? Okay? When you read scriptures, which I can give you like 2 Timothy chapter 4, 7 to 8, Titus chapter 2, 11 to 13, Hebrews 9, 27 and 28, all right? It is, you can see that Paul was talking about being disqualified, okay, from eternal life. And that was a prize. You remember? He talked about the crown of righteousness, which the Lord shall give to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all those who have loved my appearing. Eh? Rather, his appearing. The Lord's appearing. Okay? And then later, he explains what it means to love the Lord's appearing. Okay? He says that for the grace of God, you know, he teaches us, you know, how to live in this way, you know? Right? Eh? And he says that that's how actually it means to what? To love the Lord's appearing. Anyway, I'm telling you, Paul also knew. And anyway, I'm sure Paul knew that the Lord had said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, okay, that many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name, cast out devils in your name, done miracles in your name. And the Lord will say unto them, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of what? Iniquity, lawlessness. Okay, Paul was aware of that. Okay? So you can see Paul, you know, he knew that preachers, they cast out devils, they prophesy, they do miracles, okay? They can end up being what? Cast away. He knew that. So now when you read the epistles of Paul, and then you see that once saved, always saved, eh? Okay? You just haven't read the books before that. Okay, Paul wouldn't contradict the Lord. The Lord says a preacher who can go to hell. Okay, Paul wouldn't say, no, it can't happen. Do you understand? Brother, you guys, if you want to understand Paul, if you want to understand James, if you want to understand whoever, John, you first read the four books, the Gospels. You realize that these guys didn't say anything different. One of the guys who used to mess me up was James. Hey, James, I'm telling you, that book, only 5 chapters, but it was a hard paper. Do you know why? Because in our school of grace, we used to read, those things, I don't know where I go there from, but we used to read and believe that God cannot call a Christian a thief. Have you heard of those things? You guys, because you've been in LAT for a long time, and some of those conferences you go to, you hear them. The Lord can't call a Christian a thief. The Lord can't call a Christian a fornicator because the blood, he was cleansed. Eh? You know, eh? So now when I would read James, I remember there's a verse where he says, you adulteresses. James guy, man, was very harsh. Man, that book, even to this day, I cannot, you know, easily sail through James. The guy said he didn't have love, just hitting, you know. You adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Then why, you know, James, okay? By the way, he's not James, he's Jacob. You know that, It's not supposed to be James. That's why actually in the Luganda Bible it is Jacobo. It is some white guy decided to, it is Jacob. Glory be to God. Amen. So anyway, yeah. Now, that book also messed up Martin Luther. The Reformation, you remember? Because Martin Luther was preaching salvation by what? Faith, you know, Okay, faith alone. Then, man, they began to show him what? The scriptures, James. Okay, faith, you know. You show me your faith, without work, and I show you my faith by works. Okay, never zimula ga. Do you know what Martin Luther the Great said? He said that book was just smuggled into the Bible. I'm telling you, because if you are really grace, man, there are some things, man, James will mess you up. Martin Luther, that book messed him up, and he threw it out. He's like, hey, you are Catholic, they are the ones who smuggled it into the Bible. Hallelujah. I hope you're happy. Christmas season. There are things people should preach Christmas season. Because Christmas season, that's when evil, you understand? Evil is at its max. The summers are coming now, you know. Do you know one of the things they are coming? To commit evil. Guys have been working, it's been tough. You know, the Bazungus have been harassing them, working like slaves. So guys always keep their money, they save their money, like in January, we shall go back home in Uganda, okay? And at least for 2 weeks, enjoy this hard-earned money. I was told that those guys go, you know, they go, they buy off a place now, or a club, a nightclub. They like rent it for a, and they lock it. It is only the Nebajino, they pay for it. Then what happens in there? Evil at its max. You see? And now you're the one who what? Okay? Break at Bako is out messages at man, which is a place. Now you are Morocco, you're the one who tells them Katiwarechi Pia liquid silk in Bugolobi, They go, can you book for us? And you're like, yeah. Because you know you're going to make maybe a cut. Or just that thing for you, you don't care. Like, yeah, kids are coming for holiday, But yet you really know why they are doing, Anyway. Glory be to God. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 5 to 8. Peter says, giving all diligence. Do you know what diligence means? It means your best effort. You understand? And now not your best effort, but it says all. Okay? Giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. So you're saved. Okay? You are of the faith of God in you. You believed in Christ. But he's saying, don't stop there. Don't stop on just saying, I am saved. I accepted the Lord as my Savior. All right? He says, add virtue. Virtue there means moral excellence. Glory be to God. Moral what? Excellence. Be moral. Morally right. Morally upright. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're a lady, don't go around, showing your breasts. He says those are the only dresses you can buy. I'm telling you, that thing might get you into hell. Showing your breasts, so you're responsible for all the lust that is messing up men. Then the guy is hit by lust, then he goes and rapes a young girl. But somehow it began from you, and you knew why you are wearing those dresses, to show your breasts. No sane guy, no godly guy wants to see your breasts. Are you listening to me? Young men who show their underwears, balancing. You understand? That thing is a homosexuality thing. Because you're just showing your ass, you understand? There's nothing cool about it, Okay, the guys you see it on TV who are doing it, in their country, they are despised. Those African Americans, with their pants down and underwears, they are despised in their country. So you think now you're being a G, a nigger, cool guy. You understand? But those guys are despised for being like that. Glory be to God. Mwine, be a nice guy. Glory be to God. Don't wear those things. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Please. Hallelujah. If you want to know how evil people can be, especially ladies, just go a party. It's like, that's when, I don't know why they think that a party, it is okay to be indecent. You know, eh? Ah, you glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, add knowledge. I believe by this it means knowing what is what, right and wrong. All right? But don't stop there. Okay? To knowledge, add self-control. All right? I don't have to explain what that means. Then to self-control, add perseverance. Okay? Perseverance is the ability to endure hardship without throwing in the towel. Hallelujah. Things are hard. You're the child of Abraham. So the blessings of Abraham are what? But for some reason, you don't see the blessings. Things are tight. You understand? Yeah. One of the reasons why they are tight is because what? God wants you to see this verse. Perseverance. And, you know, Paul told Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier. Hallelujah. And hardship comes in many ways. All right? Hardship. Glory be to God. Hard what? Hardship. Hard what? Okay. Now, like Sam, Engineer Sam. Hardship. Your in-laws. Somehow God allows the hardship to come. What? Via your in-laws. You went to Budo, you are an engineer. Offering our contracts. Netwe na nyumba. Oli mumuzigo. You understand? So the in-laws start what? Sending from that side. Now that's hardship, tormenting. You understand? So endure what? Hardship. Okay? If somehow you are like, this hardship is too much, I can't endure them anymore, you can what? Get your phone and call them. Glory be to God. Say, you guys, Mkoye. Mkoye. Mbagumi kiliza. I did not marry you. You understand? I didn't marry you. I'm not abusing you. I respect you. I honor you. Naye, please. Eh? Yeah. Yes. And even if I married you, Sina say, Mwagaranzi Bay. You understand? You say, Guno, Mulimum Kamagwampa day. Kati Mungwang College. You understand? And don't get your phone calls. But there are things you can think about that. You're like, God, they just gave me a dream and just give me the permission to call them, to assure them. Glory be to God. You're like, this Pastor Moses is talking. That means he has ever done it. I've never. Glory be to God. I've never, because I have never received that what? Hardship from that side. Glory be to God. But I think I can, if that hardship what? Became too much. Which is too much. What do they say today? Which are too much, yes. Okay, so do what? Okay, perseverance. Then to perseverance, add godliness. Godliness means a reverence for the things of God. Do you understand? A reverence for the things of God. Hallelujah. There's some people, they are born again, but they don't have a reverence. They can find you here praying. Okay? Praying. Then they will come and they stand here. Never turn the car, what? You see, now I'm telling you, it has ever happened to me years ago in a certain church. I was in one of the rooms praying, and some young guys came. Never turn the car there. I was like, this church don't, these guys know that there's something called prayer. But you could see there was nothing wrong. Just having reverence for the things of God. You can't see someone praying Then you start doing funny. You understand? Eh? Go and do those other things somewhere else. Eh? Okay? Godliness. Hallelujah. Okay? To godliness add brotherly kindness. Philadelphia. Okay? Brotherly what? Kindness. Okay? Brotherly kindness. Now, loving your fellow Christians. Glory be to God. Okay? And to brotherly kindness, add love. Okay? Remember? Paul said, okay? Do good, okay? To all men, but especially to those who belong to the household of faith. Okay? And now when you say that, you've just set up people for being played by their fellow Christians. Because some of the most, you know, shady people can be Christians. Now, you say that verse, Philadelphia, love, especially, eh? That's when a guy comes and gives you a story, lying you, eh? Before you know it, your bag, what, eh? Your phone, eh? Then you're like, yes, I saw it. But when you are just manipulated, plain. Okay? Some of the people who don't pay back, they borrow and don't what? Pay back, are Christians. Huh? Christians, the Tibasasula. Hmm? These are the ones who know the funny deals. What do you deal? Look at what, you know? If you invest here, what, you know? Cryptocurrency. You see, that church was played by what? You know, eh? You remember the pastor was played, you understand? Then now, Jiraba congregation, now, Boba investing, eh? You know, eh? Okay? St. Andrew's Church in Bukoto here. Years ago, also, many years ago, the reverend also was played. Nene Bamwingza scheme. Then somehow he had access, I think, to the church dimes. Bambi, then they discovered him and he was sacked. Because, man, you know, those prophets, you had to get them quickly before. So, you get it. Was all the same way. You understand? Then you retire. Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen? So, now, what we have just read, faith, virtue, godliness, love, brother, do you know that actually those are the gifts of the Spirit? Huh? Now, I believe, now, we always say that there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. But I don't believe so. I don't believe what? I don't believe that there are only 9. Yeah? First of all, anyway, it is even actually one gift. Yeah? One fruit. As we shall see. Okay, so quickly, let's first go to Galatians chapter 5. Okay? It says that now the works of the flesh are evident. Adultery. Okay? Fornication. Fornication now includes things like pornography. Eh? Hmm? Okay, men, eh? Pornography will get you what? I was surprised I heard that sometimes even what? Women also get hooked. Eh? I don't know how it works for ladies, but apparently it's possible. Eh? Okay? So then uncleanness, then that other word, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. Hmm? That includes even things like magic. Okay? Do you know that there are believers who do what? Who go to witch doctors? Hmm? They are there. But the reason why they haven't fallen beyond repentance is that they are still babies. So God just tells them, man, stop. Eh? Stop going to the witch doctors. Eh? Stop going to that Senga. Okay? I remember in Zoe, one time, as Elvis preached, eh? By the Spirit of God, okay, he realized that somewhere close to the front, there was a lady who was wearing funny stuff. At open, you remember? He, Ninga, yeah, whoa, I'm look, eh? Ninga, never to be a cause, wearing something. Then, indirectly, like Elvis mentioned it, eh? Of course, for our own good, but he knew exactly who it was, okay? But kind of saying that, you know, she should what? Kill those things. Okay? And now to show that he was right, at the end of the fellowship, this lady came to him and confessed. Okay? Now, I know that lady, and the way she behaves, I don't think she has ever stopped. Because as we drove away, as Elvis drove me home, okay, he told me who it was. And man, it was a shocker. So anyway, guys, now, like Kadaga, the speaker, do you know that that lady might actually be saved? Now, I'm not saying she's not saved or she's saved. I don't know. But she might actually be saved because she's in the parliamentary fellowship. Probably she, anyway, even to, you know. But however, we all know it was grabbed on camera. I think when she went to get those devils to give her the powers to get back as speaker, they gave her a condition. Because no sane person can allow the whole world to see that you've gone for those things. That means it was a condition. We are going to help you get the speakership. However, you must come back here with cameras. And because she wanted this thing so much, she's like, Kali, Njachikola. Eh? My devils give conditions. Eh? You guys, you're joking. Hmm? Okay? Man, the devil, he didn't give anything for free. So you know all that public humiliation. Eh? You understand? Eh? But definitely it was a condition. And then they told her, I'm sure they told her, and if you don't do it, if we were going to help you, and if you don't do it, if you don't bring the cameras here, probably they told her that your life is going. So now you weigh. Well, cameras or my life? You're like, I'm promoting what? Tourism. Tourism. A tourist site, you know. You see, that's what she said. They say, anyway, you understand? Eh? So there are believers I know who do this thing, but for some reason, you know, for them, God is still telling, stop doing this. Eh? Just like stealing. Eh? The believers were stealing, isn't it? Okay, but God, stop. Eh? Okay? However, if a guy who's mature in the Lord goes into those things, okay, beyond repentance. Hmm? Because now you know, tell him what I'm told. Eh? Hallelujah. So, sorcery, hatred, contentions. Do you know what contentions means? I looked it up. Yesterday I did a real Bible study and I'm a Greek. What? Contentions means having, you know, being ready to quarrel. Having a contentious spirit. Eh? You're there always on standby. Eh? Okay, contentions. You see, eh? Okay? The Baganda have a say that Tavuma nebavuma. You understand? Oba Tayomba nebayo e. Okay? And if you are a lady, and your husband made a mistake, and you built your house and you didn't put a rooftop, the guy is in trouble. Because the Bible says, Solomon says, that, you know, if you have what? A woman like that, it's better you store the what? On the rooftop. So if the guy did a mistake and didn't put that, he's in trouble. Glory be to God. Okay? But that applies to men also. Contentious what? Spirit. All right? Guakwata bendera yachi? Yabayomba. You know that you hold a bra, eh? Eh. Okay? Christine was telling me the other day that her maid one time we came and asked her that, Mama, Elizabeth, Mama, in Luganda or English, let's assume it was in Luganda. Luganda. You all understand Luganda. You should all understand Luganda because you're in Buganda. Yes, national what? Language. There are people who are like, yeah, what? And so she's like, this rain is very good because it's going to keep guys here because I'm still what? And some of you, I might not see you here until what? Next year. Okay? So anyway, she's like, Mama Elizabeth, Wama, omuntu asola okukufu magwe non sirika. So Christine asked her, why are you asking? And then she told her how some men were abusing one of their other what? Mates. And this maid, for her, she just walked and said what? Nothing. So now this maid was so concerned. Wama, Mama Elizabeth, omuntu asola okukufu magwe non sirika. Because she was like, ay. So you could see her. She wanted now to what? To come and how, you know. She's like, that's a grand opportunity. You understand? So she wanted to now go and represent what? Her fellow men. She's like, Mama Elizabeth, Mama, go to solo okuvu magwe non sirika. So she wanted to hear what? The boss's opinion. You understand? Then about any. Christine, I don't know what she told her. She said, you can't. What? Now we'll knock. I'm joking. Okay? Contentions. Yes. You're just there. Why, you know? I have a friend of mine, you know, Chigi. The gay is some guy we're with in Smack. Okay, the gay is just like that. He can be here, he's seated, he's doing his own things, and somehow he eavesdrops. This guy comes, man. Say, no, teba kuli imba. The thing was none of his business. Okay? Years ago, I worked with him in, we were together in Olevo in Smack. Then we parted and went to Mwiri. Then Mwiri went to Mbarara. School. So anyway, while he's there, he gets saved. And when we heard, we get well, that man, Chigi, a local say, wow, you know. So we thought now that adjoining thing. And yes, then years later, I was working for some organization. Then Chigi joined me. Of course, we are glad. Oh, B, what now? You have a couple of Z from Smack. You understand? So one time, I was working with him in Kanungu, Kihihi. So I remember Chigi had gotten saved. Now I remember one day, I was preaching to some guy, okay? You know, telling him the gospel, no krokoka. Now Chigi was in some room, You even didn't know the guy was around. Then there's something I said, then he came out running. Chigi. But he's a nice guy. Okay. He could see when he had come. Then he told this guy, now we're all balokole. I'm preaching to some guy to get saved, to join us. The Chigi came and told the guy, Tebakulimba. I was like, but you guy, only mulokole. But then apparently on the group, those group things now, the guy, everything has a comment. You're like, there's a guy who sleep on the phone, what? Okay, contentions. Jealousies, you all know that. Outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions. Creating factions on groundless, on things which are groundless. You understand? You're there, heresy, and then evil, murders, drunkenness. And what's that word? How is it pronounced? Reveries, How's it? Not the meaning, the pronunciation. You understand? Okay? Now, that is parties where sexual immorality is at what? Like, that's like the whole purpose, actually. Mary making with, anyway, that. Okay? And some Christians actually organize those parties at their homes. They know what's going to happen. The music which they bring, okay? They know what the music is going to do to people. Then they serve them alcohol, and they know what's going to happen during and after the party. Now, that's not good. Okay, that is one of the works of the what? Of the flesh. Elvis told me a story. Okay? You know, we're tight with Elvis, so it can be hard for me to preach without remembering some, you know, so he told me a story. So those days when he didn't have a car, you remember that Kayunga, anyway, around that time, I think, the Kayunga, the burning of the tombs incident, around that time. So he's in a taxi going home. Okay? So he told me that when he was in the taxi, some young guy, some young man comes, you know, he's in a taxi giving his friend KB. He's a man, a Chiria Lubiri. Is that place where Tom's called, right? It has to be, but it's also, anyway, that side. Man, Chirio, Navadeyo, Ralelo, man, everything on the house, you know, And he was using, of course, the national language, the words the guy was speaking, telling his friend, taxi man, progi, as in free, you know, there are many women, you know, because what, kawa, you know, then the guy was telling what his friend, that attention, unzira yo, as in, you know, now those are the kind, and now you find Balokole, somehow, they get in those things. Kwanga what, Buganda Kingdom, you understand? And somehow, if I, you know, as in, now those things, the Samas are coming to do. All those parties which you're going to throw in your what? Villages, the Christmas parties, they are these, don't waste your money. But my father, I mean, you're 18 years. You can say far in this. You understand? Those ceremonies for twins, you know. And all tribes, by the way, have what? Have their things. Which reminds me of a story which I'm going to tell you. Okay? But it doesn't imply what you might think. I have a guy, rather a friend called Colin Semakula. He's called who? Semakula. That last name is important because I don't want you to say that it is what? Businge, who came up with that story. So Colin, you know him, Colin Semakula, nice guy, you know, he's born again. So I was telling me sometime last year that he has a cousin who got attacked by devils. So they tried to cast them out. She was even getting insane. Things jammed. Then they took her away, you know. Then somehow they managed to cast out some. Then they had to isolate her, all right, as they cover her with the blood so that the devils can't find out where she is, you know. All right. Then one day they were at an intro, all right, and they decided to go with this cousin, though she was in a weak state, but just to be with her there, like inside the house, as a function, but they're like, she's with us, she's safe in the house. All right? So the intro, you know, it's happening. Ekwanjula, it's happening. Then all of a sudden, they get news that man has been, what? Re-attacked in the room. So they had to run from the intro to go Bambi and what? Help and pray for her. Okay, so anyway, as they are praying for her and casting out devils, one of the people who was doing that decided to ask the devil, the demons, that how did you know that we're here? Either he asked or the thing just volunteered info. But you know what the thing said? The thing spoke and said that, did I tell that story? I told you. One time, so I don't need to tell it again. Anyway, the thing said that we were looking for her, but do you know that the enemy, the devil can try to locate where you are, and he fails? You've heard of those stories of guys where they, you know, well, we're looking for them, but somehow, you know, we couldn't find. because you're protected, okay, by the glory of God. By the, so you can be here, but the devil is looking for you in the UK. You know. So anyway, so the thing said, we got to find out where she was when we had, okay? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't sing that song, but, but me now, I can't sing because I know, hey, it got someone in trouble. You understand? So I can just be there and just share, you know? Yeah. But Bible, you know, and then also honor the kings. The scriptures are clear. All right, honor what? Yes, Businge, you should honor him seven. He's your king. Saba Gave, you remember? So honor the king, but have what? Limits. Okay, don't go and what? Start abusing the kabaka, abusing. Or you understand? The scriptures are clear. Honor what? Honor kings. However, if you're in a state whereby the honoring is going to make you do things which are anti-God, keep away. You don't have to go for the function. You understand? Anyway, but for some reason, that song got someone, you know what? They were located because the devils heard that song, then shoo, they came. Have you heard of that story? Yeah. Hallelujah. Then it says, and the like of which I tell you, as I told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Will not do what? Hallelujah. Then it says, this is where I wanted to come. The fruit of the Spirit. All right. Remember, that's what we did in Peter. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. By the way, it is fruit and not fruits. So for you to say that there are nine fruits of the Spirit, that in itself is wrong because it says fruit. And I looked it yesterday, I told you I did a real Bible study. The Greek is singular. Hallelujah. Okay, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such. Okay, and said against such. Meaning that there are other things like forgiveness, which is not in that list. So even if you say there are nine, but there are some things which are not there. Like forgiveness is not there. Do you understand? So you add forgiveness, it will be 10. Okay? Glory be to God, I've just messed up people. Hallelujah. Glory. So they will not inherit what? Yes. Now, as I end, let's go back to 1 Peter. Okay? But the stories, I'm sure, have energized you. You're not that, what? Tired, eh? Are you? Okay. Denise's son, eh? He's a son. Yeah, he's not hungry, so. So, we stopped on what? Verse what? So it says, add to virtue, add knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness to brother kindness love. Verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, which things? The fruit of the Spirit. If they are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful. Again, that just shows you that what we've been reading is the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. For he who lacks these things. Now he's going to give us a key how not to lack these things. Okay? He says, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. You remember, the works of the flesh, you're ending up in hell. You're not inherit. You're not inheriting the kingdom of God. Okay, so what will get us to get into heaven? The fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Then he says, for he who lacks these things has forgotten. So that means he's telling us how not to lack the things. Do you understand? And this, in a sense, is what we are supposed to do in order to make our calling and election sure. You understand? For he who lacks these things has forgotten, okay, he is short-sighted, even to blindness. Short-sighted, you know, blind to what? He's not seeing the coming kingdom, the glory of the kingdom, okay? He's supposed to be a part of, you understand? Heaven, of course, and the kingdom that will be established on earth, okay? Short-sighted. Because if you really know where you're going, you think you do all you can to make sure that you attain the prize, you attain the crown of righteousness, isn't it? Number two, he has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Okay? By the Passover lamb, the blood. He has forgotten that Jesus loved him or her so much that he shed his own blood. That this person was going to hell, okay? But because of the love of God, God gave his only begotten son. You understand? He has forgotten that, okay? He has forgotten where he came from, how he got into the kingdom, and then he's short-sighted to see the kingdom of God coming. You see, eh? So what do we do in order to have fruits? Just these two things. Always remember how the Lord rescued you. Always remember that Jesus died for you. Do you understand? Now, this is Jesus. This is God. God became man. He took on flesh to die for you. Okay? That's what it's called love. Okay? And now he has promised you heaven. Okay? With an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and which doesn't fade away, Peter says. You understand? Just these two things, without trying to be deep, these two things will keep you on the path of life. When you're always grateful, you're like, I can't do that because, man, it doesn't please Jesus, the man who died for me. And even then he told me that if I indulge in it, I might not enter the kingdom. I will miss it. Okay? And I might end up, just those two things will sort out anyone. Okay? And I've always, meditated on these two things, even when I didn't know what that scripture meant. You know, you read things, they mean to be a James, they mean to be a Peter, to be take a lab, but you uncover to cover, All right? But this is what he says. He's like, you guys, if you're to stay on the path of life, just do these two things. Remember the blood. Jesus died for you. Okay? Remember where he's taking you. You can't afford to miss heaven. If you cannot see heaven, if you cannot see where you're just short-sighted, you're actually blind. Glory be to God. He says, he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, okay, be even more diligent, as in take these things seriously, okay? Give your best to make your calling and election sure. That is where I got the title, the sermon. Okay? I'm telling you these scriptures that a Christian can be thrown out. They're all over the scriptures. But now, God is telling us what we should do. Two things. Remember, Jesus died for you. Okay? Remember, he went to heaven, okay, to prepare a place for you. Remember, even when you go to heaven, okay, the rapture, you're coming back, okay, and you're going to be part of his kingdom. You can't afford to miss that. Hallelujah. Be even more diligent to make your calling, okay, or call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. What things? Okay? Bearing fruit. Okay? And he has told us how to bear fruit. Okay? Okay? You will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Abundant entry. Glory be to God. Why didn't they just say entry? Okay, but Peter added the word abundant. As in, you don't have to be like, you know, remember that thief on the cross? The guy who just flocked entering the kingdom. But you are banned. And I guess, man, angels, you as in, there will be an, like an entry. You know, you remember like Bob Jones, okay? That thing we listened to once, we have it. When Bob Jones died and went to heaven, okay? And he says, no, people would come to the Lord one by one, and the Lord will ask them, did you learn how to love? Okay, love is the fruit of the Spirit. All these things we read, it is the fruit. It is love. Okay, so Bob Jones saw that there was a young girl, I think she was a young girl, who came in with multitudes of angels. Okay? And Jesus told Bob Jones that there are few as great as her. Glory be to God. You know, she was sick, but she, you know, while on the bed sick, she was just praying for people interceding. And when she died, okay, I guess this is one of the things it means, an abundant entry was, you know, okay. There were mob angels, you know, going with her. And the Lord said, they are few as great as her. Glory be to God. Okay? And to be the greatest part. You know, what use is it, okay, for this church to grow to thousands, tens of thousands, okay, and only 50 people are going to heaven? Do you understand? Okay? So now I'm like Moses. Moses was told to take the children of Israel from Egypt, deliverance, to the promised land, the kingdom. That was his role. Now, I believe, and I've been meditating upon it for the last 2 weeks, that I think my primary thing should be to ensure that all the people God brings to LAT, they make it into the kingdom. You understand? No, this is just shouting. Remember, Paul told Timothy, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who do what? Who hear you. What use is it for you to have the largest church in the country? And 97% of them, bagenam geyena. You're teaching them nonsense. Do you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. An abundant entry is going to be what? Supplied unto you. If you bear fruit, okay, if you don't practice the works of the flesh. And Paul has told us, or Peter has told us, how to do what? How to bear the fruit. Remember, just I for you. He didn't have two. He's not the one who sinned. It wasn't his responsibility. But it's like, I have to get her, I have to get him out of eternal damnation. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, there are those of you who are like, but if you pastor, why are we to wakarokoka? If you mean, there's nothing deep. I mean, can't you come up with something deep? Those ones we know. Okay? I'm sure as Peter was writing that, he also knew about Peter now. What am I learning? Why don't you tell us the deep secrets? Okay? Jesus used to tell you when you used to what? Walk with him. Okay? But Peter was like, I won't do that. Okay? He says in verse 12, that for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you how many times? Always of these things. Though you're established in the present truth, but for me, I won't stop reminding you. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. Knowing that I shortly must put off my tent, okay, the body, okay, he's going to die, just as our Lord Jesus showed me. Then say, moreover, I'll be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things, even after my death. You understand? I will remind you as long as ndinamwenja kubabulira buli kasera. And there are some of you who will celebrate when I die. That's Tuchimanyi, we are established the present truth. So they will be what? Happy. Then he says, there's something I'm going to do. To make sure that even when I'm gone, are always what? Either they later, you know, would be there, or maybe he always asked the Lord Jesus to appear to them in visions, in dreams. Saint Peter appears, say, great. Engineer, it's okay. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for what we've heard. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.